Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you to the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Well, it's exciting to see and to hear about the Colorado Springs Labor Day liftoff is back to its traditional format with a record number of hot air balloons and balloonists participating in this, the 45th annual event set to take place over Labor Day weekend, September 4th through 6th in Memorial Park. Now, the event is free and open to the public. Attendees will be getting such treats with the balloon liftoffs and those balloon glows, as well as live music and concessions and even some more offbeat sort of attractions like aerial acrobatics and skydiver performances, much more. This is an event that you definitely won't want to miss this year. Joining us with more information on the Labor Day liftoff, we're pleased to have with us Dave Baer, Labor Day liftoff balloon meister. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, so glad you could join us. Aubrey McCoy is also with us. She's the media liaison for the Labor Day liftoff. Aubrey, welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Shannon.
Oh, you bet. Well, Aubrey, let's start off with you. Logistics. I mean, first of all, this is a return to definitely something that feels more normal. And it's an outdoor event, so that, you know, increases, I think, the feelings of safety that people have in participating with us, participating in this. Tell us some of the dates and locations and information that people need to know.
Yes, absolutely. So we, first of all, we're so thrilled to be back at Memorial Park in the traditional format this year. So we are doing the event on Saturday through Monday this weekend. We will have morning liftoffs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday mornings, and then we'll have glows Saturday and Sunday evening, just like we have in the past. And this event has such a long tradition and history in our community. This is actually the 45th anniversary event. So we are thrilled to be back, to be able to host this event, especially this Hallmark event, this anniversary in Memorial Park. So folks can see the full schedule on our website, and all parking information, vendor information, all of that on our website at LaborDayLiftoff.com. But to hit the highlights, like I said, the parks will be open as early as 5:30 in the morning. So if you really want to get out there and get a prime spot in the park for viewing the liftoffs, you can come at as early as 5:30, and concessions will be open then. And then our beer garden and our mimosa garden open at 7, with the balloon liftoffs at 7 as well. So we are expecting quite a few people to come out for this event. There are plenty of parking opportunities, and everybody can see all the parking details, again, on our website at LaborDayLiftoff.com. There's parking sales online available today. So online pre-sales are available today and tomorrow until 5 p.m. And then otherwise it's on-site cash only. So, but there's plenty of parking options, and we just encourage everybody to come out. It's going to be a great event.
And the reason for, you know, wanting that close-in parking, I can vouch for this, is because the balloon setup is such a, takes over such a large expanse. So you're already talking about a little bit of walking time to get through it all to begin with. So, of course, it's nice when you can get that closer-in parking. But if you want the exercise, you can park farther away. Let's talk about some
Absolutely.
Of the entertainment and ancillary events.
Yeah, so we have, there is live music galore going on this weekend. So most of the music is happening in the evenings. So we have this really great new this year is Battle of the Bands. So we have several bands that will be participating on Saturday night and several that are participating on Sunday night. And it's a viewers voting. So folks can vote at LaborDayLiftoff.com once it opens on Saturday, and it'll go through Sunday night. So you can vote for your fan favorite, and then there's prizes for the winner, the winning bands. So those are the headliners, or those are the intro bands to our headliners. And Saturday evening's band is, again, a fan favorite, returning. It's Reminiscent Souls, featuring Sugar Bear and Lady Shay. And they'll be doing two sets. So folks can come out to the park as early as 3:30, catch Battle of the Bands from 4 to 5:30. Again, Beer Garden is open at 4 o'clock, and then we have the bands starting their headliners at 6 o'clock and going all the way through 10. So there's activities all night in there. There's a remote control balloon display. There's aerial acrobatics. So there's just really something that's going the whole day at the park for both sessions. So a ton to pack in, a ton to talk about. Again, the full schedule is at LaborDayLiftoff.com. And then on Sunday night, our headliner is Martini Shot. And so we're, again, so thrilled. They're back. Fan favorite. It's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, so that's kind of like dancing and watching, you know, all the activities, right?
Yes, exactly. You can't beat it. There's usually a good dance floor, quote unquote, in front of the stage on the grass, and people get really into it. And then right behind them is usually the glow, and people are able to walk in between the balloons and able to see the glow, like even if we do the candlesticks. There's vendors all around the park, and so you might as well grab a waffle ice cream cone while you're watching Martini Shot and checking out the Taekwondo exhibition. So there's just really something for everybody. But one great thing that is exciting this year is we have a record number of pilots and of balloons. So we have 79 balloons at this year's event, which is so phenomenal. And what that means is that there are plenty to see from all locations. And so folks that are a little bit more concerned about the crowds, you can spread out over the entire park. And with that many balloons and pilots, there's plenty of space and they will be viewable from a lot of the areas of the park, especially for the liftoff. And so that's one area or one way that we're encouraging folks to come out, utilize the whole park, be cognizant of social distancing and wear masks if you are comfortable with that. But that's an exciting piece, is that we are we have record number pilots and balloons this year.
Right. And the U.S. Air Force Academy, it's getting in on the action. Tell us about what part they're going to play in all this.
Yes. So we, again, have the U.S. Air Force Academy Wings of Blue skydive jumpers. Again, those are a fan favorite returning. So those will be happening in the mornings at 9 o'clock. Both on Saturday and Sunday. And so it'll happen after the liftoff once the launch field is cleared. And that is such a show. It's such a treat. They come out. There's this whole program that they put together where one of the cadets is on stage kind of narrating the whole situation, giving us background on each of the skydive jumpers. And it's really a treat to be able to see that. Plus, they've got amazing aim. And they jump from the sky and land in this small area of the park. It's really a phenomenal thing to watch. And so, again, trying to give activities all through the morning so crowds can, if you're worried about the crowds, hit up part of the event after the liftoff. After the balloons all lift off, you're welcome to come out for part of that as well. There's vendors that stay open through the morning and the afternoon. But definitely something that you don't want to miss. It's a real treat for the skydivers.
Well, and you know, I mean, just another treat in the sky, because of course those gorgeous colorful balloons satisfy all the senses. And we're definitely going to be finding out much more about what it's like to be one of those balloonists when we check in with Dave Bear in just a moment. We need to take a short break. Aubrey, you'll stick around. We'll talk to you a little bit later on about the Labor Day liftoff, if that's okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. We will take a short break for commercials. Again, the website to check out is Colorado Springs LaborDayLiftoff.com. That'll get you all the information. You're listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra, and so glad you could join us today. And certainly, as we are unfortunately saying goodbye to summer. It's almost the end of summer, the traditional end of summer, the Labor Day weekend. And one of those traditions that happens every year, really good way to send it off, is the Colorado Springs Labor Day Liftoff. And this year, the 45th anniversary event for this wonderful gathering is going to take place on a much more normal basis after dealing with the pandemic last year for some changes. So we have with us, in addition to Aubrey McCoy, who's one of the organizers, we have Dave Bear, who has the title. And I looked this up because apparently this is the traditional title for anyone who runs one of these hot air balloon gatherings. It is Balloon Meister for the Labor Day Liftoff. Dave, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure you've heard the joke, but I guess hot air balloonists have to be full of a lot of hot air, huh?
Well, I get that a lot, even before people realize I fly a hot air balloon. So I think the moniker fits.
Okay. So tell us some of the, because we have a big field of balloonists this year. Tell us where some of these pilots are from, how they're selected, you know, all the fun things we like to know about balloons.
We do have a lot. This year we have approximately 80 different pilots from all over the place. This year they are representing 13 states. Obviously, there's quite a few from close by, like Colorado and New Mexico, a handful from Texas, and then we've got a couple as far away as Ohio and Virginia.
All right. And so a lot of them have the balloons. They travel with them. They're transporting the envelope and the basket. Tell us what happens when they arrive at the destination. And usually it's early in the morning for many of the balloon liftoffs.
That's right. And so we start each event with a pilot briefing where we go over sort of a refresher of the rules, the schedule for the day, and we do an in-depth weather briefing for all of the pilots. And then they'll start their process by going out and unloading all of the equipment. And inflating a balloon generally has a kind of three major phases. The first is unloading and checking and rigging all of the equipment. It tends to be a very detailed part of the process that frequently goes unseen. It's where the pilots will do a lot of their safety checks and validate that the equipment is in good working order and that everything is in good shape. And then the second stage is what we call cold inflation, where they'll start the big inflator fan, and that is kind of the loudest part, and that's where we'll stretch the fabric out. We start that big fan, and we fill the balloon with just regular air, and all the balloons will be sort of laying on their side at that stage. And then the third stage is what we call hot inflation. When the balloon is full of air, then the pilot will get in the basket and light those burners. They'll heat the air inside, and that heated air is what causes the balloon to lift itself and stand upright. And then they'll do a few last-minute checks and be ready for launch.
And how do the pilots, because the winds are so critical for how you move around or how you get around, how do the pilots adjust where their direction is?
Well, to some degree, you could argue they don't. There is no steering in ballooning. There's no steering wheel. There's no motor. And so we go wherever the wind takes us. However, we pay very close attention to the winds and what it's doing at various altitudes. Frequently, as sort of a, just a regular person, if you will, we think about the winds on the ground. Maybe the first 50 to 100 feet, we see the tops of trees, and that's really all we consider when it comes to wind. But in ballooning, we look at winds at various layers from the ground all the way up to 3,000 or 4,000 feet above the ground, and those winds can go in different directions at different speeds. We look at that for two reasons. One is because we really want to know that the winds all the way up are going to be safe speeds and safe directions for the entire flight, not just the ground winds. There are times when we'll have ground winds that are just fine for launch and landing, but the rest of the winds are in a bad direction that would take us into areas that don't have good landing areas, for example. And in addition, those pilots will look at those various levels of wind for navigation purposes. So they could go up into a wind and maybe get a little bit of a left turn or a right turn, and they can use that to navigate the balloon to ensure that they get out into better areas for wide open landings and things like that. Some days there's a lot of variation or steerage. Some days there's not. Some days we launch and have a real straight flight. So it really depends on the day, and every balloon flight is very different, and so it requires a lot of paying attention in the moment in addition to that weather forecasting.
And I'm guessing so the pilots have to have a lot of training. What are the requirements for the crew members and volunteers?
So our pilots are all FAA certified pilots, and they're all going to have extensive training. And in fact, everyone that flies up in Colorado Springs, we vet them individually. They are all folks that we know and we've talked to and interviewed to make sure that they really are up to the task. Flying in Colorado Springs is extremely beautiful, and it can be quite challenging. So we want to make sure that all the pilots are prepared for some of the challenges that Colorado brings. In terms of the crew and volunteers, oftentimes we refer to the crew chief, the person who's sort of in charge of the ground operations, as the ground pilot. They have an equal amount of training and skill, and that is really critical for the safe operation, as well as following the balloon and ensuring that we have a safe landing and things like that. And so a really experienced crew chief is extremely valuable. Then when we have crew volunteers, we have many people that have signed up online, and we're assigning them to various pilots to help them out. Because like you said, sometimes they'll travel from a long ways away and it's one or two people coming with a balloon team and they need some extra hands. The nice thing is all of these balloonists are well versed in training new crew to be able to execute that job safely and comfortably. And so new crew coming in and volunteering, they don't have to have a lot of experience to get started, but they'll certainly know a lot by the end of the weekend.
It's a fascinating life. I've always admired balloonists and thought, wow, you know, I mean, talk about a hobby slash profession that is uplifting, so to speak. I mean, it definitely is. We're going to continue the conversation with Dave Baer, and up next we'll ask him for, you know, some of his favorite piloting, balloon piloting memories and experiences. We'll also be bringing in Aubrey McCoy again, who's the liaison for the Labor Day liftoff. Again, we're encouraging folks to mark it on your calendar. The September 4th through 6th, this weekend in Memorial Park, the Labor Day liftoff. Feeling back to normal, you'll have just a slew of activities to choose from. We'll talk more about it when the extra continues after these messages. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you today. Our focus is on the 45th annual Colorado Springs Labor Day liftoff. Oh, certainly about ready to set spirits soaring. And we have with us Aubrey McCoy, the Labor Day liftoff media liaison, and Dave Baer, who's the balloon meister for the event. And okay, guys, true story here. I used to have a co-anchor, my co-anchor in Wyoming, Craig Kennedy. He moved to Albuquerque. Would you know it, within about a half dozen years, he had decided to throw away the journalism background that he had and the career that he had and to become a hot air balloonist. And he's been doing it for decades now. And congrats to him as he continues to lead flights all over the country, which, you know, sounds so glamorous and exotic. But I can't imagine having that much peace and joy in your life on a daily basis and getting paid for it. But why don't you tell us, Dave, what brought you to ballooning, and what are some of your most memorable experiences?
Well, it's neat, Shannon, that you mentioned Craig. I've known Craig for many, many years and flown with him in a variety of different places. Just a great guy, and we've got a great relationship. And that's one of the things that is so fascinating about ballooning is there is a relatively small community of balloonists. There aren't that many of us around the country or around the world. And as a result, we build this this really tight-knit community from a wide variety of backgrounds. As you mentioned, Craig was a journalist for me. I'm a software engineer. We have doctors and lawyers and carpenters, and we have all kinds of different folks, which builds a really interesting community. And that's probably my favorite thing about ballooning, is introducing new people to the fun and excitement of the sport, as well as just building these relationships with people who may not live in your area, may not kind of have the same walk of life. And it's really been a joy for us for many, many years. Probably one of the most interesting times for us is years ago, my family and I, we lived in Europe. We lived in Ireland for several years, and we made friends over there with several European balloonists, and we had an opportunity several years ago to fly over the Alps. We actually had a wonderful flight from southern Germany. We went over the Alps and then landed in northern Italy, and we took two balloons. My mom and I and one other pilot were in one balloon, and my dad and a couple of friends were in another balloon, and we stayed real close, and it turned out to be about a 7.5 hour flight over the mountain.
Oh, my.
And it was just an amazing experience, and we've made friends for life.
And I would guess a very technical flight in a hot air balloon going over, you know, that kind of terrain still.
Absolutely. Any kind of mountain flying can be particularly challenging. And the key to doing it safely, frankly, is a lot of knowledge of meteorology, having the right equipment, and having a lot of patience. For example, we have flown over Pikes Peak a couple of times in recent years, and the real key there is waiting for the right weather. I believe personally you can do a lot of those, what people refer to as extreme flights. You can do it very, very safely if you plan ahead and you wait patiently for the right weather. If you just do it on a fixed schedule, regardless of the weather, then you potentially have a risky situation. But if you know what you're looking for and you wait for just the right thing, then you can do all of that kind of exciting stuff safely.
Well, fantastic. And I know that pilots can get really competitive in these sorts of events. Are there going to be competitions going on among the pilots?
There are. This weekend, we are hosting what we call a hare and hound competition, where one balloon will launch ahead of the others, and they'll actually carry a target with them. So during the early portion of the flight, you'll actually see some of that target. It's a fabric X dangling out of the basket to indicate that they are the hare balloon. And then several minutes later, the other balloons will begin to launch, and their job is to follow that balloon and then drop their marker as close to the center of the X as possible. And it is a friendly competition. It's relatively low stakes, but the pilots do enjoy the competitive aspect. And, of course, just the camaraderie that comes with bragging rights of winning a competition.
Oh, cool. I've seen some of those. And I'll tell you, when they are going in for that target, I mean, of course, you have the most accuracy the lower you are. And sometimes they'll just skim right over the surface of the ground to get that perfect throw right on the target. So very exciting to watch. So let's bring Aubrey into the conversation, because another thing people are going to be jockeying for, not just up in the air for the position with the hot air balloons, but also jockeying for parking. Why don't you tell us about how that's going to work?
Absolutely. So yeah, we've got plenty of parking options for everyone that wants to attend. There are paid parking online sales right now through tomorrow, so through September 1st at 5 p.m. People can pre-purchase their parking online. They don't have to worry about it. That'll already be taken care of for each session. Or if you want to go ahead and wait, you can go ahead and buy them on site. It is cash only on site, and there's parking maps on our website, again, at LaborDayLiftoff.com. And folks can find out where they want to park, and obviously there's different tiers. And so the further you are away from the park, the more inexpensive it is, but you can pay to be right up in the action. So we also have handicap parking listed on that map. So if folks are looking for that, they can see that again online at LaborDayLiftoff.com. But it's going to be a really great event for everyone that wants to come out. And we are, a couple other things that we want to make sure we remind folks of are there's no drones, no dogs, no pets, and no smoking. And all three of those things are for the safety of the event. And so as you can imagine, with hot air balloon pilots, smoking next to a hot air balloon is probably not a good idea.
No.
With all the propane and with the balloons, and so we don't want any embers to fly into the balloons or anything like that. And then the same thing with the dogs and the pets. The balloons need to lay out, and they need quite a bit of space to lay out on the ground. And so we want to be very careful that nobody steps on those and potentially causes damage to the balloons that could prevent them from being able to lift off and fly. So again, please leave your pets at home. And then no drones. And that is because of the safety. We work with the FAA. We have a very special permit for the drone for the event. And so we can't have any others that may interfere with any of those safety aspects of the event. So we appreciate everybody paying attention to those. And then, as Dave has talked about, the weather, you never know. It's Colorado, but after all. And so we are encouraging people to sign up for our emergency text alert. So just in case there is inclement weather or just in case we do need to notify the attendees, folks can sign up by texting LVLO 21 to 888-777. And again, it's LVLO 21 to 888-777. And they can get emergency related text during the event. If for some reason we've got lightning or if we need to evacuate the park or something like that, they can be in the know. And then we will text back out when we're all clear and we can resume the event.
I love those alerts. They work so well. I subscribe to a couple of them, traffic related, and they are just perfect. And then we can also guide our listeners if you want more information on the event, on the concessions of the beer garden. I love the mimosa garden that you're going to have or whatever it is. Sounds great. You can go to LaborDayLiftoff.com to find out more information. We're going to have more of the extra, but we need to take a short break for messages. You're listening to The Extra, talking about the Labor Day liftoff right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra as we are talking about the Labor Day liftoff, and hope your spirits are getting filled with the idea of watching those gorgeous sights. I mean, so many colorful balloons in the air, taken to the air. Dave Baer, the Labor Day liftoff balloon meister, joining us. Okay, so Dave, I know we talked about the balloons. I love the specialty balloons, one of my favorite aspects of these balloon festivals. So why don't you tell us about the specialty shapes that we may be able to spot and spy when we're at the Labor Day liftoff this weekend?
You bet. We have several special shapes this year. And in fact, we've been highlighting them on our Facebook page in recent days. And we've shown pictures and names, and we'll highlight the pilot's name as well. And so you can certainly go out to our Labor Day Liftoff Facebook page to see those photos. A couple of highlights this year is we've got a set of cartoon characters that are going to look pretty familiar to you. We've got four of those that will all be grouped together in the field. We've got a return showing of the crab balloon, which was here a couple of years ago and was a real fan favorite. And then we've got a brand new shape that we haven't seen before. It's actually a brand new balloon that hasn't been out here at all, called the sloth. It is very large, impressive, and we're excited to see it. And hopefully we've got nice slow winds for it.
Sloths are in. I you know, whenever you go anywhere, you know, on t-shirts, on clothing or purses, sloths are in. So that'll be cute and the kids will love it. Yeah, I bet. And then I guess, and I'm not sure who to address this to, but there's going to be a radio control model hot air balloon gathering. Tell us about this, because this is, I guess, a first for the country, right? Aubrey, do you want to go? Or Dave, take it away.
Highlighted that. We've got 10 remote control balloons that are coming, and we're going to be displaying those several times throughout the weekend. And this is a relatively new phenomenon. We are the first, what we would call sanctioned event for a group of these. And then we're also going to see a second display in Albuquerque at the Balloon Fiesta in October. So these are RC balloons are typically sort of homemade balloons where someone has taken all of the fabric and sewed it together themselves, and then they've oftentimes engineered the baskets and burners. It is a fully functioning hot air balloon. It just doesn't carry any people. And they're typically sort of like, think of it as quarter size or a third the size of a regular hot air balloon. And they're typically demonstrated tied off to the ground, or, you know, they'll be on a rope. They'll go up, you know, 30, 40 feet, that kind of thing. And we're going to bring a group of 10 of them. And like I say, we're going to have them flying three or four times throughout the weekend. It's going to be really interesting to see.
Oh, fantastic. So different and still has a lot of the excitement of the big balloons, too. Aubrey, can you find, we have about 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left here. I want you to encompass the main points that you want our listeners to take away from our conversation in preparation for the Labor Day liftoff. What should people know?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest thing is come out to one or more of the sessions. there is something for everybody. So whether it's you're coming out for the balloons or you're coming out for the waffle ice cream cones and kettle corn, or if you're coming out just to take a picture in a balloon basket, we've got options for all of that to come out, see the skydivers. So I think that's the whole message we want to get across, is we want to invite people back out. We want to invite people to come out and do it safely. So we're recommending masks. We're recommending social distance throughout the park as you can. And again, we'll have like hand sanitizer available in some of those high or high density areas like the beer garden.
Sounds
and
like.
And then the biggest thing is
you have a little kiddo who's wanting to see those balloons in the back.
I do. They're very excited about the balloons. Yeah, the sloth specifically. We were talking about it this morning. Yes, but the biggest thing is all the information is at LaborDayLiftoff.com, the full schedule. But come out, enjoy the morning sessions. This is such a phenomenal event for our community that is so special. And we are so excited to have it back, and we invite everybody to come out and check it out with us.
Oh, fantastic. And one mention, of course, our lovely newspaper in town, the Gazette, sponsoring a photo contest. So take your photos and submit them to gazette.com/Labor Day. And, of course, feel free to share them with KRDO. We'd love to get those photos in, and you can do that on our KRDO news app as well. And then, Dave Bear, who is the Labor Day Liftoff Balloon Meister. Any final thoughts in this final minute or so of the show?
Well, we're certainly excited to see all the spectators. And although we think of this as a balloon event that is put on sort of for the balloons to congregate and build those relationships that we talked about, a big part of the excitement is all of the crew volunteers and the spectators that come out and really engage and participate. And hopefully everybody can come out and see the sights and get up close to the balloons and just have a wonderful time. That's why we come to these events, because for us, it's just a big celebration of all that community.
Great. And a fun discovery for me is finding out that you know my good friend Craig Kennedy. Odd coincidence. 2 degrees of separation between Dave Bear, the balloon meister, and myself. I called you Burgermeister because I think that was a McDonald's thing. The Labor Day Liftoff Balloon Meister, Dave Bear, thank you for joining us here on The Extra today, as well as Aubrey McCoy, the Labor Day Liftoff Media Liaison. Thank you for all the information you've shared with our listeners.
Thanks
so much for having us, Shannon.
And you can get more information by going to LaborDayLiftoff.com. And if you're listening and you want to get those alerts, text LDL 021 to 888-777, and that way you can get any emergency related alerts as they might relate to weather. Certainly we know about Colorado weather, summertime, very difficult to predict. So if there is a sudden change in plans, you'll get those alerts. Again, encouraging everyone to find out about the Colorado Springs Labor Day Liftoff and go to that website to find out more information. And to my guest today, thank you for sharing it all with us. It's such a welcome sign of a return back to a more normal sorts of events following the pandemic. Thank you. You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.